Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy, warm, and muggy, a low of 72. The Department of Justice has selected Racine County as one of five Wisconsin counties to pilot a new program designed to reduce repeat drunk driving. The new program, dubbed 24/7 Sobriety, requires participants to be under near constant monitoring for drug and alcohol use and has shown success in other states. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Under this program, repeat drunk drivers are given a high level of monitoring to ensure that no consumption of alcohol or drugs takes place. The monitoring could include twice daily alcohol tests, routine scheduled drug testing, or another means of continuous testing for alcohol. A positive or missed test results in immediate consequences for the individual. The program's designed to be cost neutral to taxpayers, as program costs are paid by participants. In other states, drunk driving recidivism rates with participants in these programs are up to half of that of non-participants. South Dakota's overall drunk driving rates went down by 12%, and there was evidence that the 24/7 program reduced domestic violence by 9%. This is a pilot program through the year 2020. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
A fire apparently started by a fallen power line damaged a home on Erie Street this afternoon. The fire was reported about 1:15 at 3415 Erie, and the first fire units on the scene reported smoke coming from the home. The fire bells were also dispatched to assist firefighters because of the hot weather. Most of the damage was contained to the exterior of the home, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. A former Racine resident has been charged with first-degree recklessly endangering safety after an infant in her care received a nearly lethal dose of methadone. 32-year-old Jamie White is scheduled to appear in Racine Circuit Court tomorrow. She is also facing several drug-related charges, including delivery of a non-narcotic and possession of an illegally obtained prescription. The charges stem from an incident in February. According to court documents, White was babysitting the two-month-old infant and fed the baby a bottle she prepared, saying the one left by the child's parents looked dirty. She later picked up the baby's mother and they went to Wheaton Franciscan Hospital to visit a patient. It was there the baby's mother noticed he was not acting right and took him to the emergency room. The baby was later transported to Children's Hospital where he tested positive for methadone at a level within the fatal zone for an infant. Police say methadone and marijuana were found during a search of White's home. White is also facing drug charges in Kenosha County where she now lives. The projected deficit at Racine County's Ridgewood Care Center continues to grow as the process of marketing the nursing home for a possible sale continues. Members of the County Board, Executive, and Health and Human Services Committees met jointly yesterday evening to discuss the conditions they would like to see included in a letter of intent to sell the facility. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave told supervisors that a possible $2 million deficit, projected several years from now, is now likely to reach that level next year. The broker hired by the county to market the nursing home, Ray Giannini, said the supervisors expressed typical concerns about the sale and its effect on the residents and staff of the facility, and he came away with three main criteria any buyer will have to meet.
Continuing Medicaid access, so buyer wouldn't deny that. Deed restriction, we're hoping to get a deed restriction that would have the parcel continue as a skilled nursing facility. And the third thing, the seller reserves the right to do its own due diligence on buyers.
Giannini told supervisors that once the request for offers is listed, he expects several. That part of the process is projected to take between 30 and 45 days. Any offer to purchase would have to be approved by the full county board. The Racine Unified School District still needs to fill a number of teaching and administrative positions before the start of the next school term. But with it only being the middle of summer, officials believe that will happen in the coming weeks. During a school board work session, Chief of Human Capital Julie Landry talked about the need to fill about 100 teaching positions.
That number does appear to be high or may be concerning, but a lot of those positions in bilingual education, special education, and in tech ed are positions that are currently filled by emergency licensed our permit teachers, and we're required by the state each year to list those jobs as vacancies and actively recruit for fully licensed teachers in those areas.
72 teacher resignations were not considered excessive. School administrators were all on board by July 1st, while five district administrative jobs still need to be filled, two in special education because those employees became assistant principals. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.